and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this frigid Wednesday morning. 4 degrees, a wind chill of -6, but we will be warming nicely to around 34 before it is all said and done on this 15th of January. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Brenda Mears, President, and Carol Rhodes, Vice President of the Blue Stem Swingers Square Dance Club here in Emporia. Brenda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Great. Nice to have you here. Carol, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Glad to have you both in with us here. So, Brenda, we're going to be talking a little bit about the upcoming National Convention for the Heart of America Single Square Dance Association. So, when do we have this on the calendar, and what's going to be coming up here as part of the convention?
Okay. Well, first off, it's called HASDA, which stands for the Heart of America Single Square Dance Association. It originally was for singles, but it's for everyone, singles or couples. The festival is moved to different areas of the region every 2 years. And Emporia was selected for 2025 and 2026, with the festival being held up at Emporia State University. Students that have completed the lessons, they can look forward to attending a local festival without the added expense of travel or lodging. Any visitor is welcome to attend for free. And if you'd like to see dancing in action, you know, please feel free to mingle with dancers at the ESU Ballroom on August 8th and 9th at the evening dances beginning at 7. You may also see dancers in the community, so we ask you to please give them a warm welcome to Emporia.
Yeah, that's a big doings right there. Well, Brenda, tell us about the Blue Stem Swingers Square Dance Club.
Well, originally there were two clubs in the Emporia area that formed to join Blue Stem Swingers in 1966. So in September of 26, our club were gearing up for a big celebration with a big party for 60 years of being a member, of being a club. In 1970, Larry Stock started his career as a square dance caller. He called many dances and gave dance lessons until 2021. Larry passed away in 2023, but that was after he had devoted 51 years to square dancing. And then in 1976, Dale Stead began to give lessons, and he started his career as square dance caller and teacher. Dale is still calling and dancing, making it 49 years of dedication of his time and talent to square dancing. In 2019, the COVID epidemic, that changed everything for clubs all around, since square dancing is a contact sport. It put a stop to lessons and dancing until 2021. And then in 2022, Dana Shermer from Topeka began teaching our lessons, and he'll be our instructor for the upcoming lessons.
Okay, I have to ask, Carol, following off of Brenda's point, square dancing as a contact sport, do the lessons kind of that involve with square dancing, do they account for that, or do they try to help you to try to avoid that?
Well, you need to contact each other for do-si-do and alamen left and swing your partner. So we will teach you all the steps you need beginning this Sunday, January 19. The first three square dance lessons are free, and after that there will be 10 weeks to complete the basic calls for a fee of $40. and it will be half price, $20, for youth under the age of 18. But that fee is applied to Blue Stem Swingers membership. So please join us Sunday, January 19th at 6 o'clock, Messiah Lutheran Church, 1101 Neosho Street in Emporia. The first three lessons, January 19 and 26 and February 9, are free.
Okay.
Then continuing every Sunday from 6 o'clock to 8 for 10 additional lessons. This is a wonderful opportunity to come try and see how much fun square dancing can be.
Okay, well, Brenda, why do people need to learn square dance? Why should they do this?
Well, it's a great activity for anyone, singles, teens, couples, and families with children over the age of 8. It offers fun exercise. It stimulates the brain because you have to, you know, remember what the caller is asking you to do. And it's just a great social activity, and there's always, always food.
There you go. Outstanding. Well, you kind of got me there.
Yeah.
Carol, let me ask you about maybe some common misconceptions there are about square dance.
Okay.
I'm assuming, since this is a talking point, there are a few that you would like to dispel here this morning.
Yes, there are a few people that think that square dancing is country music and they don't like country music, but that's not true. Any popular music can be used for square dance, including hip-hop and rock and roll. They can all be used for a square dance. Also, the regulations have changed for attire. Women can wear the frilly skirts and petticoats, but any skirt, long prairie skirts, or even jeans are acceptable. Men wear jeans or slacks and a button-down shirt. And there are many opportunities to find gently used square dance attire, sometimes even free. Also, one thing that people think, that square dancing is for old people. That's not true. Our club's oldest member is 89, but our youngest is 12, and we have everyone in between.
All right. Well, Brenda, what would people have to look forward to after they finish lessons?
Well, first off, they can join Blue Stem Swingers Club, which that includes two dances a month from September through May. And we dance on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. As a club, we carpool to other dances in the area. We go to Ottawa, Topeka, Wichita, Lawrence, or Manhattan. And there's many opportunities to travel to any state for special festivals. Every state usually has their own state festival that you could attend. Once a year, the National Festival draws people from around the world. And in 2025, it will be in Louisiana, and in 2026 in Waco, Texas. I'm currently in Texas right now with a group of square dance friends and just dancing and enjoying the sights and having a good time. I also had the opportunity to go on a square dance cruise with over 675 square dancers aboard that were from around the world, and that was just fantastic. And since the calls were standardized in the early 1970s, the commands for square dance, such as do-si-do and left allemande, they're universally understood. So even though there were people on board, they were from Germany and Holland. Those are the two that I can think of right now. But they could understand every call that was said, and it was fantastic.
And Brenda Mears and Carol Rhodes with us here this morning on our Primetime Newsmaker.
And Carol, I wanted to ask you, too, here about, you know, once you get through those basic square dance lessons, what's ahead if you want to pursue this and go advanced?
Okay. Well, you can stay at basic and mainstream if you want to, but there are different levels. And it begins with the basic, but then from there you can move on to plus or advanced and even challenge levels. Also related to square dance are line dancing, contra dancing, clogging, and round dancing, which is similar to ballroom dancing. So we typically dance for 2.5 hours, and a square dance would include mainstream with a plus tip, and sometimes in between for a break we'll do line dancing or round dancing. So there's a lot of different things you can learn.
Well, Brenda, one more time, give us the HASTA update coming to Emporia here later this year.
Yes, that will be August 8th and 9th at ESU, beginning at 7 p.m. is when the dances will be. During those days, we will have workshops for, you know, dancers across the area that come. Usually people come from, like, Iowa, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Nebraska, and Kansas. So it's the Midwest region that this is geared to, and there will be, workshops and just all different sorts of activities. You can further your skills on, you know, the different levels of dancing.
Carol, talk us a little bit about the history of square dancing and maybe the evolution from where we started to what we see today.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. First, the French and the English brought square dancing to the U.S. in the 17th and 18th centuries, but it was Henry Ford in 1923 who helped spread it across the nation. Henry spent his summers at a resort for families at the Wayside Inn in Massachusetts, and it was like the camp that we see featured in the movie Dirty Dancing, where families gather and spend the summers to get away from the heat. At this resort, many dance styles were taught, and one of them was square dancing. Mr. Ford was so intrigued by the sport that he asked the teacher, Benjamin Lovett, to come to Dearborn, Michigan, to teach square dancing to his Ford Company employees. But Mr. Lovett had to decline because he was under contract with Wayside Inn. But that didn't stop Mr. Ford. He was so determined to bring Lovett to Michigan that he bought Wayside Inn. Then he negotiated Lovett's contract for 2 months, brought him to Dearborn, Michigan, and that contract ended up lasting for 26 years. So square dance became popular and moved across the country. Mr. Ford was also instrumental in getting square dancing taught in public schools, colleges, and universities.
All right, Carol, one more time, tell us about the lessons coming up here.
Yeah, please, think about joining us this Sunday, January 19th. The first three lessons will be from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at the Messiah Lutheran Church, 1101 Neosho. The second free lesson is January 26th, and the third free lesson is February 9. We skipped February 2. Lessons continue for 10 weeks on Sundays, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So if you had a New Year's resolution to exercise more, learn something new, or travel, or you just want to come check it out, come check out square dancing. There's a video you can even watch on YouTube. It's just type in square dance promotional and watch that on YouTube. So, if you have any questions, please call me at 620-794-4490 or Brenda at 620-344-2517. Hope to see you Sunday.
All right. Great job, ladies. Carol, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Brenda, thanks much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. That's Brenda Mears, president, and Carol Rhodes, vice president of the Blue Stem Swingers Square Dance Club right here in Emporia. Lessons begin this Sunday at Messiah Lutheran Church.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, which we have 7:20 every weekday morning, well, really easy to do that. Just call us, 620-342-1400, or email KVE at